听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us for this lesson. It's always a good feeling when we save a few dollars, right? Well, let's try to create that good feeling today. Does your family own a car, a scooter, or a motorcycle? Then get your magazines open and get ready to save some money. How will we save money? By using less gas. Let's touch on two words before we get into the text. The first is the word gasoline. I need to fill up the car with gasoline before I get to work. The second word is kilometer, as in, since she lives less than 2 kilometers away, Sarah walks to school every day. Okay, please turn to page 36 in your magazine and follow along as we read, starting on line 1 in the left-hand column.
Tips for saving gas. You can drive and save money at the same time. Spring weather makes you want to drive to the country for a barbecue. But if you're trying to save money on gasoline, you will probably think twice. Below are some simple changes you can make to get better gas mileage. Slow down. Driving 90 kilometers per hour gives you around 21% better mileage than driving 110. Drive smart. Don't stop and start your car too quickly. When you see a red light, slow down as you approach it. When the light turns green, pull away slowly. The results? A 5 to 33% gas savings.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Esther, and today we have a very helpful article for you about how you can save money when you drive. Now our article is called Tips for Saving Gas. So we'll be giving you some tips or some ideas how you can drive and save money at the same time.
And this is an especially helpful article to be reading right now because usually when summer comes, gas prices go up. They increase and gas becomes more expensive. So people are looking for ways to save money as they drive their car or drive their scooter.
Now, if you drive a car, then you know that gas costs a lot and you need to often add gas to your car. But if you ride a scooter, the same principles apply to you. So these tips that we'll be giving you today will help you both if you drive a car or if you ride a scooter or motorcycle.
Our article reminds us that spring weather, when it starts to warm up after winter, spring weather makes you want to drive to the country for a barbecue. And that's drive to the country. That doesn't mean drive to a different country. That means drive out into the country or out into the countryside, the rural areas, away from the city. And some people like to drive to the country for a barbecue.
Well, because they like to do that because it's more quiet in the country, lots of grass and trees, and it's something different from the very busy city life. But if you do drive to the country, well, you're going to use a lot of gas, and gas costs money. So, if you're trying to save money on gasoline, you will probably think twice about driving to the countryside. Now, first, let's talk about this word gasoline. Chip, can you help us out?
Well, that word gasoline refers to the liquid gas that you put in your car to make it go. It's the fuel for your car. Now, you can also refer to that fuel as just gas. But if you say gas, that can mean the fuel that you put in your car or the fuel that you might use for a stove in your kitchen or maybe your hot water heater at home also uses gas. But those things do not use gasoline. Gasoline goes in your car.
Now, friends, we're going to give you 6 tips today on how you can save gas and save money because you won't be using so much gas.
Our article talks about simple changes that you can make so that you can get better gas mileage. And that word mileage is one of our more information words. That word mileage refers to the total number of miles or the distance that you can go on 1 gallon of gas. And in some countries, the mileage might be kilometers per liter, how many kilometers you can go on 1 liter of gasoline.
Now, we're going to talk about kilometers and mileage and other things a little more later. But first, let me ask you, Chip. Chip, do you drive?
I do. When I'm in America, I drive a car, yes.
And do you often have to fill up your gas tank?
Too often, and it becomes pretty expensive. So I definitely like to save as much gas and save as much money as possible.
Now, I'm going to ask him a personal question. Chip, when you were in the States, about how much money would you spend on gas every week?
Well, usually I drove a lot. So I would spend probably $40 or $50 U.S. dollars a week just on gasoline.
Wow, that's a lot of money. So our 6 tips will help you because if you're spending $40 or $50 U.S. a week on gas or in other countries you're spending maybe just as much or even more, well, we're going to give you some tips. Let's start with the first tip. Our first tip is to slow down.
Right, simply driving 90 kilometers per hour gives you around 21% better mileage than driving 110 kilometers an hour. So that's a 20% discount by simply reducing your speed 20 kilometers per hour.
Now, the word kilometers is one of our vocabulary words, and it means 1,000 meters. Okay, let's go on to our second tip. Our second tip is to drive smart. This means make good and wise choices when you drive. For example, don't stop and start your car too quickly, because if you do that, you're using more gas.
And our article recommends, it says, that when you see a red light up ahead of you, then slow down as you approach it. Don't slow down too quickly because that tends to use a lot of gas. And then when the light turns green, you want to pull away slowly or begin to drive away slowly. If you begin to drive away too quickly, you waste a lot of gas. Our article says the results are a 5 to 33% gas savings.
Now that's a lot of savings. Well, friends, it's time for a skit, and we'll take a break, and then we'll continue and give you more tips on how you can save gas. It's a beautiful day. Let's go for a drive.
We'd better think twice about driving. We're spending too much money on gasoline.
Look at this article. It says if you change the way you drive, you can save money on gas.
Change my driving? Save money? How?
Drive slower. You can get 20% better mileage.
Oh, then I'll slow down.
Drive smarter. Don't start and stop the car quickly. Save up to 33%.
33%? I can do that.
Yes, and keep the engine clean. Did you know that dirty engine parts increase gasoline usage by as much as 40%?
Really? I had no idea. I'll clean under the hood right away.
We can also save if we keep the car cooler. Park the car in the shade. And shut off the engine when you stop for more than a minute.
Those are great tips. I'll change my driving and save gas.
Great. So, it's a beautiful day. Let's go for a drive.
Sure. Why not? Let's go. Maybe tomorrow?
Oh, well, at least we're saving gas.
Welcome back, everyone. You are lucky because we have a great lesson. Today we're in the middle of a lesson learning how we can save money. Everyone likes to save money, right? We're looking for ways to save money by saving gas. Before the break, we looked at two tips: slow down and drive smart. We've got four more money-saving tips to consider after we glance at two key nouns. The first is usage, as in cut back on your electricity usage and you'll save money each month. The second word is engine. Tony left the car engine running too long, and now we're out of gas. Okay, let's focus on those last four tips. Follow as we read, beginning on line 13.
Tips for saving gas. Keep it clean. Keep everything under the hood of your car clean and working well. Dirty parts can increase gasoline usage by as much as 40%. Stay cool. In hot climates, choose light-colored cars, which throw back the heat. Parking in the shade will also prevent gasoline evaporation caused by heat. Shut it off. Turn the engine off if you stop anywhere for more than a minute. Running it when you don't need to increases gas usage by up to 19%. Walk or ride. For short trips, ride your bike or walk. Along with saving gas, it's a much better way to enjoy the beautiful spring weather.
Welcome back. We're talking about tips of how to save gas when you drive your car. And our third tip is, our article says, to keep it clean. And that means keep everything under the hood of your car clean and working well. And that word hood is a more information word. What does that word mean, Esther?
This is a great word. The hood is the front part of your car, the metal part that covers the engine and covers the machine under the in the car. So the hood, you can lift up and you can put it down. So you want to keep the parts under the hood clean. Why? Because if your hood is dirty, or if the parts under your hood is dirty, then this will increase the amount of gas you need to use. So our article says dirty parts can increase gasoline usage by as much as 40%. Now that's a lot, isn't it, Chip?
That's pretty amazing. So you could get a 40% discount on your gas mileage simply by keeping the parts underneath your hood clean. That's pretty amazing.
Now, we talked about the word usage here. The word usage, usage, is the amount of how much something is used. Sometimes we might talk about electricity usage, how much electricity we use, or water usage, how much water is used. So if you keep the parts under your hood clean, then you will save a lot of money on gasoline usage.
Right.
Let's go on to our next tip now.
And our next tip Our article says to stay cool. So in hot climates or in hot weather, hot environments, choose light-colored cars because light-colored cars throw back or reflect the heat.
So also, if you park your car in the shade, and the shade is the parts where there are shadows or where it's not in the direct sunlight, this will also keep the gasoline from evaporating, and evaporation is caused by heat. Now, can you explain to us why there is evaporation?
Well, evaporation happens when you turn a liquid into a gas. So this happens maybe when you're boiling water on the stove. When you boil water, it boils and that liquid turns into a gas and it floats into the air. The same thing happens with your gasoline. If you leave your car parked in the sun, then the gas in your car heats up and it evaporates. It disappears and your car doesn't get to use it.
So if you want to save money on gas, we'll park in the shade. Let's go on to our fifth tip. Our fifth tip means shut it off. Why? Well, shut off the engine of your car. And the engine is like the heart of the car. It's a machine with moving parts that gives power so the car can keep going. And if you are going to stop for while, then shut off the engine so your car won't keep running because this uses up gasoline.
So running it when you don't need it increases gas usage by up to 19%. So that is, you can save 19% of your gas usage by simply shutting off your car when you're not driving.
And our last tip today is to walk or ride. If you can, try to take a walk or ride your bicycle instead of driving. Because if you do this, you will save gas and save money. Well, let's go to Liz and see what she has to say on Grammar on the Go.
Hi there, friends. It's time for Grammar on the Go. My name is Liz, and I'm out here in the countryside with my friends on this beautiful spring day. Unfortunately, our car ran out of gas, but the good news is there is a gas station just ahead. So that's where my friends are walking to right now. I'm here with the car, so while I'm waiting, let's go over today's grammar tip sentence. Along with saving gas, it's a much better way to enjoy the beautiful spring weather. Notice how the sentence begins with the phrase, along with. It's actually an idiom that just means together with or in addition to. So we could say, in addition to saving gas, it's a much better way to enjoy the beautiful spring weather. Same meaning. Let's have some more examples of how you can use along with. Instead of saying the visitors will be shown a collection of photos and a short video, try saying the guests will be shown a collection of photos along with a short video. Or instead of saying, Henry's mother sent him a check in addition to some new clothes for his birthday, you can say, Henry's mother sent him a check along with some new clothes for his birthday. That's it for now. And I think I can see my friends coming, and they do have some gas with them. Great. Well, hopefully this whole thing of running out of gas won't happen again. I should have my friends read today's article about saving gas. Well, friends, thanks for joining. This is Liz signing off with Grammar on the Go. Bye-bye.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken, and I have Brandon here with me today.
Hi, everyone, and hi, Ken. Ken, I noticed that today's article talks about riding bikes to save gas. And did you know that I just bought a brand new bike? So I think that we should go for a bike ride today after the show, if you're up for it.
Up for it? What do you mean?
Oh, it's just an informal phrase that is used as an idiom. It means you want to do something or you're able to do something. So when someone asks if you're up for something, then that person is simply asking if you want to do that activity. So if you want to ride bikes, then let's go after the show.
Oh, sure. I'm up for it.
Great.
You know, we should also invite Steve to go as well. He loves to ride his bike.
Oh, but he's sick today. So I don't think he's up to it.
Up to it? Does that mean the same as up for it?
No, its meaning is a little different. Up to means that you have the strength that is necessary for doing something. So in this case, Steve is sick and he doesn't have the necessary strength to ride bikes today. So he's not up to riding bikes. The phrase up to is also an idiom.
I see. 这两个片语我们可以来做一个区分。Up for something 表示想要做某一件事。你可以问你的朋友 ,Are you up for a movie? 你想不想去看电影？如果他想去，他可以回答 ,Yes, I'm up for it. 如果是把介系词改成 to, up to something, 意思变成有能力去做某一件事。如果你的朋友生病了，他也许会回答 ,I'm not up to it. 我没有力气，没有精神出去看电影。
Well, now I hope everyone is up for today's language tips from Michelle. Let's go to Michelle now.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看的是 gasoline 这个名词。Gasoline 是指汽油，也简称为 gas. 例如 ,the price of gasoline has gone up 5% in the past few months. 过去几个月汽油的价钱涨了 5%。或者是 ,the gas station provides full service, 这家加油站提供全套的加油服务。或者是 ,we're running low on gas, let's stop and get some, 我们的汽油不够了，我们停下来去加油吧。继续我们看 mileage 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 mile, 英里这个名词，所以 mileage 是指汽车行驶的里程数。如果要说明是哪部车的里程数，是用 on 这个介系词。例如What's the mileage on your car? 你车子的里程数是多少呢? Well, about 50,000 miles, 大约5万英里。或者是 Compact cars are popular because they get better gas mileage. 小型车很受欢迎，因为同样的汽油量可以跑更高的里程数。最后我们看的是 usage 这个名词，它的名词是它的动词是 use, U-S-E, 使用。所以名词 usage 在这里是指使用或用量。例如 ,daily water usage can be reduced if we take showers instead of baths. 如果我们从泡澡改为淋浴，每天的用水量就可以减少。usage 也指使用的方法。例如 ,the book talks about the usage of English slang. 这本书谈到英语俚语的使用方式。And that's all the time we have for today. Take care and bye-bye.
Tips for saving gas. You can drive and save money at the same time. Spring weather makes you want to drive to the country for a barbecue. But if you're trying to save money on gasoline, you will probably think twice.Below are some simple changes you can make to get better gas mileage. Slow down. Driving 90 kilometers per hour gives you around 21% better mileage than driving 110. Drive smart. Don't stop and start your car too quickly. When you see a red light, slow down as you approach it.When the light turns green, pull away slowly. The results? A 5 to 33% gas savings. Keep it clean. Keep everything under the hood of your car clean and working well. Dirty parts can increase gasoline usage by as much as 40%. Stay cool. In hot climates,Choose light-colored cars, which throw back the heat. Parking in the shade will also prevent gasoline evaporation caused by heat. Shut it off. Turn the engine off if you stop anywhere for more than a minute. Running it when you don't need to increases gas usage by up to 19%. Walk or ride. For short trips, ride your bike or walk. along with saving gas, it's a much better way to enjoy the beautiful spring weather.
So friends, by making some simple changes in the way we drive, we can actually save money. Sounds good to me. Friends, we hope that you're seeing steady improvement in your English. If you don't know about it, I want to invite you to visit our website, studioclassroom.com. There you'll find all kinds of things to help you along in your desire to grow in your English ability. Right now, it's time to go, but join us here tomorrow for another lesson here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. Until that time, bye-bye, friends.